And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
That was loud.
Ah!
You're like, and I'm Sean! I'm like, oh, okay.
I want to make sure everybody...
Calm down.
Everybody hears me.
It's been in quarantine too long.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been, what, 2 weeks?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have a, stay in shelter.
Shelter in place,
shelter in place order here in Colorado.
Yep, just got announced a couple hours ago.
I mean, basically just keep doing the same thing we've been doing.
Yeah, we're fine. We have to go pick up groceries tomorrow, but other than that.
Be a coffee.
Sure, they're still open.
Yeah, coffee's still there.
Yep, drive-thru's still open, so.
Oh, what a bag of farts this has been, though.
But we did... rent or actually buy Bloodshot.
Oh yeah.
On Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
We watched that last night. That was a movie we saw.
Yeah. Well, first, before we get into that, I wanted to make sure, as every day we're recording this, it is Jen's birthday.
My birthday.
Jen was birthed on this day.
Yeah, on the day we're recording we're releasing it.
Just wanted to acknowledge that.
Thank you.
I got you a book.
You did. You got me a graphic novel-ish thing. It's which I didn't know existed until I saw it in Barnes & Noble, but it's basically Batman and Catwoman, like all the romance they've had throughout the years. I forget the official title. It's upstairs.
It's like the Bat and the Cat 80 years.
Yeah, something like that. And it's like a bunch of comics where they've had like romantic encounters.
It's a pretty it spans a lot of stuff. Like it's got a lot of old stuff, but it's also got a lot of the newer stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and probably has.
Has that, some of the Tom King's run in it.
Yeah, and probably has a lot of the wedding stuff.
Well, that's what I mean. Tom King's run,
and
yeah.
I don't know for certain, but it probably has that one Brave and the Bold with.
The Earth 2 one where they, yeah. One. That I have like two or three copies of.
Yeah, there's a few Batcat comics that you have multiple copies of.
There's reasons.
Man, why are you buying five copies?
Because
reasons.
I have to have more than one.
Yeah.
If I lose one?
But as you're saying, we rented. We watched. Oh no! Now we didn't rent. We own.
We own.
It's ours.
That's right.
It is ours forever.
Oh God.
On Amazon.
In the cloud.
In the cloud.
Yep.
It exists forever.
Sure.
Our ownership of one Bloodshot.
4K Bloodshot, by the way.
HD, a stellar representation of this film.
It's a movie we saw.
It is a movie that is out.
Yep.
For purchase.
You too could purchase it on Amazon if you've got $20.
If you go on Amazon Prime, they got like a whole shit ton of movies that are new.
They've got that Ben Affleck basketball movie. I don't want to own that though.
Do you still want to see it?
Yes.
That's true. Yeah. You have like a low key thing for Ben Affleck.
I kind of do, but not when he was younger. Like Argo Forward.
And that's a pretty.
It's weird.
Like, that's really late Affleck.
Right? I don't understand where it came from.
Yeah.
I really don't understand. It was just all of a sudden it was Argo.
I think it kind of came from him being in Beavis, I feel like.
No, it wasn't that. Because Argo was before Beavis.
Well, Beavis was 2014.
Argo was before that.
Was it? Probably.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I probably was. I think Argo was 2013.
It was the open neck button down shirts in Argo.
Right, right. Yeah, 80s Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
Older
Give me
80s.
An open neck, the fucking couple buttons undone of a V-neck or a button down. It's pretty hot. So very excited about that. And then Gone Girl, you kind of see his dick. Not a lot, a little bit of dick.
Bone Affleck.
You know, take what you can get when you're a lady.
Yeah, we own Bloodshot.
Yeah,
and,
we do.
I think we're gonna do a commentary on that.
Yeah, we could talk along.
We could attempt.
Do a watch along for people who want to spend $20 on Bloodshot. But the beauty of this, if you don't want to spend $20 now and you want to wait till it comes to streaming on like one of the services, you can always come back and listen to it later.
Or you can listen to it on your own. Just watch it.
Yeah,
a lot of people do that.
Yeah,
it's good. I'll tell you what though, like it's gonna be a challenge because it's the first time I've ever done this.
Oh yeah, I don't. That's why I wanted to watch it first before we jumped in.
I didn't know if I wanted to go into it cold. I did have a lot of comments though, because there's a lot of stuff in there. I'm not going to really spoil it.
Right, I have
now,
thoughts,
but there's definitely a lot of things in there that are kind of like.
I gotta like write stuff down so I don't forget.
Yes, I guess that's how you really do it.
Yeah, there might be things that I want to like bring up that I might forget in the moment.
There's a lot of
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel getting his face ripped off.
Yeah, a lot of shooting Vin Diesel in the face in this movie.
Yeah, we're shooting. I mean, that's from the trailer too, so you can kind of see that. But
you know what? It looks just as bad in the movie. Personal opinion. All those little nanite things creep me out.
Yeah.
The way they did it.
He's got scabies.
It's really that movie.
Super scabies.
That movie is not a superhero movie unless the superhero we were referring to is computers. Because the amount of like CGI and like computer effects and shit in it is astounding.
Well, also it's all about computers.
It really is. He's a computer.
Like, technologies and
here's what computers can do.
Also, I just realized.
Also, there's hacker type people in this movie.
It is computer.
It's a pretty straightforward, like, this is an origin movie.
Let me finish on Bloodshot. Okay, movie?
Yeah, it was fine.
It's fine. There's some bullshit going on in it, which we will address, but it felt to go by pretty quickly.
It did. Also, it was one of those things where you can kind of tell, like, Vin Diesel is Vin Diesel. He doesn't have a huge range as an actor, right? I'm not gonna say he's a bad actor. I don't think he's bad. I think the roles,
he's good at the things he does.
Yeah, he's good at the things he does, but he doesn't have a very big range. But you can tell he's trying to be a different character than he is in the Fast and the Furious, so I will give him that.
He's trying.
Yeah, I think he's fine in this movie.
Basically a video game movie.
It's like watching a video game, actually.
It's actually directed by a guy that directs video games.
That explains a lot.
Like, it's like he, like, that's pretty much like his only thing. Like, he went from like being a special effects guy to like directing this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just real quick, as far as actors go, we got Guy Pearce.
Yes.
The villain of the movie.
Uh-huh. He's got a robot hand.
He's got a robot hand. Double dipping in also two comic universes.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was also in Iron Man 3.
Oh, yes, that is correct. He was.
Yeah. I mean, he's we got a few other people. You know, we got him. And
do you think like we could get an award? Kind of like if you get all four, or if you EGOT.
If you get all
Emmy, four. Grammy, Oscar, Tony, you're an EGOT.
Well, what would it be?
I was going to say, do you think if you get in all three movies, you get something?
Would it be, okay, so it would be Marvel, DC.
Valiant
Image.
Does Image have anything out?
I mean, Image has had movies. There's a Spawn movie.
That's true. But is Image ever going to have another movie? Because they kind of don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they still exist.
Didn't they fold the Image brand into their black label?
What are you talking about, DC?
Yeah, am I confused?
No, that's what you're talking about, Wildstorm.
No?
I don't know.
It's whatever that like more edgy label was that like Constantine. It was
Vertigo?
Yes, Vertigo no longer exists. That's what it is. I'm sure they could bring it back whenever they wanted, but I thought they folded it into their black label.
To me, Vertigo, anything Vertigo is pretty much DC anyways.
Yeah.
If you were going to do the EGOT.
Yes. So Vertigo wouldn't count.
I don't even know if you would count Valiant in them, to be honest.
I mean, Valiant, are they ever going to have another movie? Probably not.
I can't think of any other legit franchises that they've done or will be having movies from. It's a kind of a bum deal.
Uh-huh.
That they put out this movie and nobody was able to see it properly.
Yes, because we did want to go to the theater and see it. Like, we would have gone opening weekend to see Bloodshot for sure. But unfortunately that didn't happen. We were lucky in that we were able to get it on Amazon.
Yeah. So anyways, we saw it, we'll play it. We'll do a commentary on it. Maybe soon. I don't know when.
Well, we have to do more videos of Sean showing off his action figure collection.
Oh, yes.
Because we do have that. We have a video of that up on Facebook. If you want to go watch that, you can see Sean explaining some action figures.
Yeah.
Harley shows up so you can see the cat.
We're going to do more of those.
It's very exciting. Yeah, we got to do some more.
I think what I would prefer to do is finish my entire case.
Right. We'll get there.
Yeah. There's a lot of... The thing is, though, is like I intention to be like, oh, I could do like a whole shelf. No, I can't.
No, you talk too much.
Because I could talk too much. You're like 10 minutes in. You're like, you've only gotten through like three figures.
Yeah, that's why I stopped you. I was like, if we keep doing this, we're going to be here for like a long time. Yeah. I hope that Matthew?
Matrimania?
Yeah. Uses that audio clip of me saying, you talk too much in the next Botchamania.
Oh, hopefully Matthew watches it.
I'm sure he listens to this show. Yeah.
There's a shout out to Focaccia Mania.
Bocciamania. Which I really love Bocciamania.
That's funny that you enjoy Bocciamania.
Why wouldn't I enjoy Bocciamania? It's hilarious.
Because you're not like a wrestling fan.
I know, but it's really funny.
But it is really funny. Because there's a lot of dumbness going on. So yeah, we've talked about Bocciamania plenty of times here, but yeah, you should check it out. But also, we watched, speaking of Ben Affleck, we watched Justice League again as a part of We Hate Movies. They put out a
commentary on their Patreon. So I hadn't actually seen that movie since we saw it in the theater. And I remember not hating it. And then we watched it this time around. I don't hate it, but goddamn, I forgot it was boring as shit.
It's extremely unremarkable.
I was like, wait a second, this movie's boring as fuck. Nothing is happening.
Yeah, very boring. And it's a super long movie with really that doesn't really feel like there's anything happening because the main villain is Steppenwolf, but Steppenwolf is just a blob.
He looks like
he's a pale, gross blob.
It's just CG. It's just pixels. It's just pixels on screen.
Which really sucks because the Steppenwolf that I'm familiar with
is cool.
It's fucking badass.
Yeah, he wasn't badass in this.
No, he was just some jabroni that basically was there. And there's like, and it's like
he looks like he's left over from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, 100% Lord of the Rings, and just such a odd choice because. And I understand, you know, there's a lot of bullshit with probably rights and all that stuff. But if you're going to do Steppenwolf, you might as well have done Darkseid.
It would have been better if it was Darkseid.
It makes 100% sense. It's like, I understand that you're putting the stakes onto Steppenwolf as being the guy. He's like, I'm going to make these mother boxes fuck. You know, that's his whole thing. And it's like, then I'm going to, I don't even know what he was going to do after that. Was he gonna,
I don't know. He was just like, we're going to put the mother boxes together. But I'm like, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't know enough about the New Gods and Apocalypse to know what the fuck mother boxes actually do besides really create boom tubes.
Right.
That's all I know about them. I'm sure they do other shit. I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they're like super powerful. But to me, I was just like,
I don't remember them being cubes.
Yeah, they're boxes.
Well, they're boxes, but they're like little stereos.
Yeah, in the cartoon, they're like that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're tiny.
They're like iPhones.
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger.
They're like little blocky iPhones.
It's like if you had an Amazon Echo, but it was square.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Good idea. It's just weird that they would pick Steppenwolf as like this guy that we're like supposed to, you know, be afraid of. And especially, I don't know. I mean, it's clearly it's not in service of any comic book fans, you know, like they probably were like,
it was really just like, we're trying to catch up on what the Marvel universe has become. So we're just going to shove all this shit together.
But you know what also?
But it didn't do anything for anybody. It was just like, all right, well, this is number one, boring. Number two, we have Aquaman in his suit with his pitchfork or trident or whatever. But then the Aquaman movie doesn't come out until after it, where he doesn't have any of that and he has to like go find it.
It also takes place after the Justice League movie, doesn't it?
I thought it did.
That's what the impression I got, because he was basically like, hey, weren't you a part of those guys?
And yeah.
Like, yeah. But then like, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So it kind of like retcons that whole thing. I mean, unless it comes, I don't think it comes after though.
You know, I'm half and half on that.
I would have to look it up.
There was like a mention of it.
I thought so.
But also it could be just them mentioning, cause I feel like there's something where like Mera is like, hey,
it's like at the very beginning.
Yeah. They talk about, they bring up like Wonder Woman or somebody.
Yeah.
In the beginning there, you know, it's just, again, it's one of those things where you have this momentous occasion of it being a Justice League movie, a live-action Justice League movie, a movie that a lot of us, especially after Beavis, didn't think would happen.
Right.
It's out, but you decide to go in such a, I guess, like a lower-tier villain.
Yeah.
As this big bad, even though, and then the argument could be like, well, we're going to save Darkseid for something else. It's like, well,
yeah, but you're never going to get there.
But you're never going to get there. Like, it's like if you had the Marvel, like, you know, Marvel, like, train going,
right?
Like if you had like three or four movies under your belt and you're really trying to tie this all together,
right,
then yeah, then you could be like, oh, okay, well, we just have Steppenwolf in this one and then maybe Desaad shows up or just something if you want to go full, like, you know, dark side homies or whatever. But they're never gonna get there.
No,
we know that. You know, everybody knows.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, no, it's done now.
Yeah, now it's done.
I mean, that's
done.
It because Affleck's out, Cavill's out. So it's like, okay.
We're not getting another, I mean, we're only getting another Wonder Woman movie before we end up getting, I think, because I think it's basically what, Wonder Woman?
Yeah, Wonder Woman 1984.
Which was supposed to come out, this summer.
It got pushed to August.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I saw the thing.
So it was supposed to technically come out. And then after that, is it Black Adam? That's supposed to happen by then?
You know, I keep hearing Black Adam's a thing, but is it a thing?
I mean, The Rock says it's a thing, but I mean, he could...
But is it an actual thing?
Sure. I mean, you got that, but you also have New Gods, which is...
I can't imagine that's happening.
At this point, I mean, that's not going to happen for another decade.
No.
If at all.
No, I think...
And then we got the new Batman.
Yes, the new Batman for sure is happening. We've actually even seen stills from the...
So I feel it, but so I'm trying to figure out like what would be the next movie after Wonder Woman.
You know what? I'm going to see if I can find it.
I'm pretty sure it goes Wonder Woman...
Okay, so this is from February 2020. Ooh. On Collider. Full list of upcoming DC movies. So here we go. Wonder Woman 1984.
Is this after Birds of Prey came out, I assume?
Yes. Yeah. So this starts with Wonder Woman in June, now August. So Wonder Woman 1984, The Batman is supposed to come out in June. That ain't going to happen.
Wait, this June?
No, June 2021, sorry. So yeah, that might happen. It still might not happen. We'll see.
With Amazon.
The Suicide Squad 2021.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the John Cena one, which I believe is actually, I feel like, have they started filming on that?
I don't know. It just says 2021. Untitled Black Adam movie is 2021. Just says in development.
Sure. What about Night Watch? Is that on the list too?
Hold on. Shazam 2?
Really? We're doing a Shazam
2022.
2? We're not going to get to 2022. We need them now.
Yeah, we need them now.
We need to get them to upload it to Amazon now.
The now.
It needs to happen now.
Oh, here's the Flash movie that's supposed to be in development. Also 2022.
Bullshit.
That ain't ever happening. I'm sorry. Aquaman 2. 2022. In development. Amber Heard apparently still attached as of February. And that bad, bad red wig. The Trench.
Are they doing a movie about those monsters?
Yeah. Release date TBD.
That part in that movie is probably one of the scariest things I've ever seen in a superhero movie.
It was terrifying. It was like a horror movie.
I wasn't ready for it.
Neither was I. It was literally like a different movie. And
like,
honestly...
Aquaman in the sea, and then you just had... Yeah.
If it was just a movie about a guy... Like, people on a boat, and they're going, and all of a sudden those fucking monsters come out of nowhere. It was absolutely terrifying. That would have been an amazing horror movie.
Just make that!
Yeah, well, apparently they're trying, but...
What about the New Guys movies? Anything
hold
out
on.
There about that?
Batgirl.
Batgirl?
TBD. Green Lantern Corps. TBD.
Come on.
New Gods. TBD.
Ava DuVernay.
Only as director, but no cast. Black Hawk. TBD director, possibly Steven Spielberg. Uh-huh.
I could see him doing that.
Maybe.
I can see him doing that, but I mean...
Oh, this is not a thing. Untitled Jared Leto Joker movie. There's no way. There's no way that's coming out.
Wait, so he stops being Joker to be...
Joker.
Joker, even though he's Marvius.
I think he wants to still be Joker, but I don't think he's going to ever be Joker again.
They need to settle on a Joker. We already have a Joker.
You know, I don't mind different Jokers. I think for me, I really minded his bullshit.
Could we have a movie just called Jokers with a Z and just get all the Jokers in the movie?
That's in Batman Beyond. That's literally what it is. It's a whole gang called the Jokers.
That's right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Which is great, actually.
Actually, do that movie.
I would love a Batman Beyond movie. Give me that.
Yeah, fuck Batman now.
Untitled Joker Harley Quinn movie. No, thank you. TBD. Supergirl. TBD. Nightwing. Jesus Christ. Justice League Dark. Now that I would like.
Yeah, they missed a boat on that.
Oh God, that'd be so cool.
That was supposed to happen years ago.
Honestly,
Maduro obviously, pretty much was like about to do it, and then somebody smeared their dick all over it, and then it's
yeah.
Not
well, I'm going through all these. I don't think a lot of these are going to happen.
Is there any? Is there still more?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go through this list.
I am. Gotham City Sirens, which that pisses me off. I wish to God I had it.
That's what Birds of Prey should have been.
Oh, it 100% should have been that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, because you get Poison Ivy, you get your Catwoman. Oh, I would have given anything for that. Blue Beetle?
We doing Ted Kord or Jaime Reyes?
It doesn't say.
Mm.
Oh, it says, actually, it must be Jaime because it says the adaption of the Latino comics character.
Gotcha.
Plastic Man.
Sure.
Untitled Man of Steel sequel.
You can't do that.
That's what it says.
No, I can't. I don't understand.
Untitled Deathstroke movie.
Is Joe Magniello going to still be interested by then?
I'm assuming he'll be dead by then.
Hey, we're finally going to get the gang back together. You and Jesse Eisenberg, we're finally going to follow up on that
stinger scene. He looked great. He did look really good.
He looked good.
You know, at the end of that, at the Justice League, that little stinger scene where he comes up as Deathstroke was, he looked great. That was a great suit.
Why not? Okay, so you do that.
Right, give me that.
Do that right away.
Right, give me the Deathstroke movie.
Give me the Deathstroke movie right away. I've seen him. I like him.
He looks great. Suit looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me that.
Crossover with Magic Mike.
Sure.
Let's fucking get that going.
Get the shit done.
Let's get Kevin Nash in there.
Yeah.
He can play the Russian.
Whatever.
As from Punisher. We could just cross that over.
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Fuck it. Doesn't matter now.
Oh, so we also have Untitled Lobo movie.
Stop it. we're doing Lobo Mania is going to sweep
started
the nation.
Develop it in 2009.
They've been wanting to do a Lobo movie.
It'll never happen.
Fucking 90s.
Cyborg movie.
Yeah, no thanks.
And that's it.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
This slate is huge, but I honestly.
That's a sad list.
I don't think any of this is going to happen after. Honestly, I don't even think Aquaman 2 is happening. Flash is not happening.
I don't understand, like, Ezra Miller is
We might get a Shazam 2. I'll put a maybe on a Shazam 2. I don't think the Black Adam movie's happening.
No, I think it's gonna.
No.
I feel like The Rock is not gonna, he's...
It's still in development.
But I feel like The Rock's invested way too much time into it.
I mean, maybe.
That he is not gonna, I'm certain that.
I mean, it's been, how long has it been for The Rock to be like, I'm gonna be Black Adam? I mean, like, almost 5 years at this point.
Well, but I think so. No, seriously, it's gonna happen because I feel like, I mean, unless if he's just no longer a star by then, which.
Or he's sick of getting jacked around by fucking this project.
Anyways, as you could tell, this quarantine has made us go crazy.
Yeah.
Think deeply about the DC, the non-existent DC universe, yeah. Cinematic.
It's never going to exist.
Slate of films. A lot of them pretty much just all TBD at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll be lucky if we get Batman.
Sure.
You know, I think they're pretty pot committed at this point, but, you know, who knows after that. Anyways, I don't know. Well, speaking of comic book characters that we talk about on the show.
Uh-huh.
We have a comic.
We do.
And we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with our comic for this week.
Hi, John.
Hi, Maggie.
I'm still wrapping my brain around the fact that we're married.
Me too, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Aw.
Well, hey, I was looking at these old comics and I noticed that there's
Hold that thought. Why don't we talk about it on our podcast?
We have a podcast?
It seems like the logical next step. We get married, we change our names, we combine our comic collections, we start a podcast about comic books.
Well, I can't fault your logic, but there are plenty of podcasts out there already. Do you really think we'll have anything new and interesting to say?
Oh, I think we'll manage. Welcome to the Married with Comics podcast, where we constantly fuck up.
It goes from Marvel Girl to Phoenix to Marvel Girl to Jean Grey to Phoenix to Dead.
And then apparently he's so consumed with his own thoughts that he runs right past three monkeys. Yep. A brainwave camera took a picture of that guy's head.
And Ben's just basically, whatever you gotta do to stop the commies, Nick.
So join us at the Married with Comics podcast. We're two newlyweds with a love for comics, intelligently, critically, and thoughtfully discuss comic books.
Also listen as we goof around, make jokes, and make fun of John for mispronouncing names.
I do that a lot.
Sometimes we'll pick a topic and review and discuss comics that relate to the topic.
And sometimes we'll pick up a comic and see what discussion topics come up. Sometimes we'll spend an entire episode talking about how much Maggie loves Batman.
The only thing that's almost as strong as my love for you is my love for Batman.
The Married with Comics podcast. Available directly on our site at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com, on iTunes, and wherever good podcasts are found. Also, check us out at Facebook at the Married with Comics podcast.
We've got everything you need.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is World's Finest Comics.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why does the mayor of our town look like he's just, like, drinking a lot of beer and growing the largest beard I've ever fucking seen?
Wait, that's our mayor?
That's our mayor.
Is our mayor one of the Viking Raiders?
Yes, yes, he is.
Seriously, I mean...
Yeah. I don't know.
Did I vote for him?
I don't
know. What's his name?
Mike Wade.
I didn't vote for Mike Wade.
I don't know how long a mayor's term lasts. But yeah, I mean, like, he's got like a huge fucking beard.
Is he cool? Maybe he's
cool. I don't know. He looks cool. I mean, he looks like a dude who'd have a beer with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mayor Beer.
Mayor Beer.
That's my new... So a new ABC series pitching that to go on the Thursday block. Mayor Beer. He's a cool mayor.
Cool mayor, bro.
But sometimes problems happen in the town of Parker where there's no beer sometimes.
Beer.
Can't get beer.
Beer.
Also, Village Inn is crowded. Where's he going to go to eat?
What the fuck, man? Why is Village Inn crowded?
Free Pie Wednesday. I can't get free pie on Wednesday. Anyway. Mayor Beer, coming soon. World's Finest, Volume 1, Number 110, from June 1960. This is from... What is it? It's a trade. Because it's been... This series and this comic has been collected multiple times.
Yes.
But this particular one we have is in the Silver... Is it... Okay, I think it's Batman, Superman, World's Finest, The Silver Age, Volume 2.
Yes.
Which is fairly new.
Yes.
And it's also very cool to have.
Yeah, I like it.
But yeah, so on the cover here, we have...
I like that they have covers in this one.
Yeah.
Unlike that Wonder Woman one that didn't have covers.
Yeah, that was garbage.
Yeah.
So basically, okay, so on the cover here, we have Batman and Superman fighting an alien.
Uh-huh. He's got like a glowing stomach.
Well, it's a mirror.
It looks like on the cover, it looks like a glowing stomach.
True.
Where Robin is sleeping in it. He's wearing very high trunks, like an old 1970s wrestler.
He's got these high-waisted trunks.
Yep.
That are that I'm like, oh, okay. So he's a Luthez kind of wrestler.
Yeah, he's working a territory somewhere.
Oh, he's definitely working the territory. He's working a Gotham territory.
Oh shit.
That's like the Northeast.
Yeah.
He's like when it's one of those outlaw promotions, you know. So you got Vince Senior.
Mm-hmm.
Running the New York Northeast territories, but
does he wrestle for AWP, Alien Wrestling Promotion?
Yes, yes he does. That's why he came from this planet. He was supposed to job to Groot.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. And he says, nah, that doesn't work for me, brother.
Oh, turn into a shoot,
and then he had to go and start shrinking down. Go, yeah, basically had to do a real estate scheme.
And that's exactly what he does.
Like a lot of wrestlers do.
And like a lot of Superman comics, this is a real estate-based issue.
Superman is a real estate-based...
superhero.
You're a superhero. He's yeah. Very much into land.
Is there a problem with land? Call Superman.
Superland!
He would have been real big during the mortgage crisis.
Yes, he would have. So anyways, World's Finest, and it says, featuring Batman, Superman, and the alien who doomed Robin. Aforementioned, the Robin is being reflected in this glowing mirror.
Stomach.
Stomach that this alien has. Basically, he's like a green tentacle guy.
Yeah.
With like, kind of looks like Grimace, but like...
Yeah, he's got more arms.
More arms and longer legs.
He's also got some like walrus like features.
Yeah, he has jowls.
Yeah, he looks like a walrus up top.
He's a Mitch McConnell alien.
And he's more of a turtle, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Mitch McConnell. Yeah, he's kind of more of a Galapagos turtle.
Yeah, he really is. He's really what was that turtle? Do you remember that cartoon like back when we were kids? It was like one of those turtles. He had like a bow tie. You know what I'm talking about?
Was it a character that was always being what am I? Actually, I can't think of what you're talking about. I vaguely have an idea.
And he was just like, nee.
But that wasn't like, was he like a one-off character in like Bugs Bunny cartoons or something?
Maybe. I feel like maybe the one I'm thinking of is like based more off like that, like a British thing.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. So, anyways, Batman's on. So Superman's about to lay the hit this alien, and Robin is on the ground. He's taking a nap. And Batman's like, stop, Superman. That creature has captured part of Robin's life force. And if you harm it, Robin will die.
R.I.P.
So, R.I.P. So we start off with the first page is basically the same thing we saw here, where Superman is punching this alien in the jowls. And at the same time, Robin is reacting to it.
Maybe I'm thinking about, I don't know if this guy had a name, but like that turtle.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Looney Tune, maybe a Disney guy. I don't know. I don't remember his name.
I remember that. See, again, I can't remember.
Maybe he didn't have a name. I don't remember.
Turtle with a bow tie.
Turtle with a bow tie.
But yeah, so Superman's punching this alien, and Robin's like selling.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, ow, my jaw. And now we get to see kind of how this all kind of comes to be. Basically, this alien shows up into Gotham, and he's like, ha, I'm here. I'm gonna steal some shit. And he lays out this diorama.
He like unrolls like a bundle.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, again, it's like in those cartoons where like a cartoon character would like unroll a bundle and have like an entire table set up in there, and it was set up perfectly. That's exactly what this is.
So
he just like unrolls it, and there's like all these little buildings and shit. It's like he's playing a giant game of Risk.
Yeah. Yeah. Playing like a, he's got this little, yeah, he's got this little diorama, and he's like, you know, and you also find, I didn't know that Gotham had so many caverns.
I don't think
he's on the outskirts.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Apparently they do. I mean, that would make sense.
Rhode Island, known for its caverns.
Sure. It's porous limestone.
And Dunkin' Donuts in said caverns.
Yeah, well, you better believe it. You got to put a dunk somewhere.
You got to put dunks everywhere.
Everywhere a dunks.
So, yeah, and then Batman, they're hanging like outside of the city with a
yeah.
random police guys.
Yeah, Batman's just like hanging out, and they're
Batman,
like
Robin, and like this police dude, this one of these cops, and they see this alien headed towards like a model home.
Yes,
and this cop is like, hey.
Well, because Batman's like, I'll get him. And he's like, no, Batman, I have a gun. And
I'm going to shoot him.
So Batman is like, hey, Robin, let's see how he handles human bullets.
Well, here's the thing. They go from this model home.
Yeah, this is, I'm like, what is this?
They go from they're just outside of Gotham. They go from a model home, and the cop shoots at the monster.
Yes.
It reflects off because the monster's like, haha, everything.
He says, I have like a force field where yeah. I repel metal or whatever.
And then, but right next to the model home is a circus.
Yeah. Also, like a very strangely built circus, because it's like just a regular building. And it's like there's a picture on the wall that says like so and so the human bullet or human cannonball or whatever.
Yeah.
And so Batman and Robin run in, and they both get in these cannons, which are already pointed out of the windows.
Why are they pointed out?
On like the second floor.
What kind of
circus is this?
What kind of circus is like, okay, we're going to shoot this guy out the cannon, but you're not going to see it.
But it's going to be out of the second floor of our warehouse located near this suburb.
Warehouse, Gotham, the hamlet of Gotham.
So
come
like,
to Gotham Hamlet to see the circus like, that only shoots cannons outdoors.
Yeah, it's like a fortified castle, but it only shoots people. So they both get shot out, and they both hit this green thing, land on him, and Batman's like, haha, we win. And the guy's like, I don't fucking think so. And he like kicks both of them, and they go flying. And that's when Superman shows up.
Also, this is the part here where Batman is like, this guy, this monster throws Batman and Robin off, and Batman is like, well, lucky Robin and I know how to break a fall. It's
okay.
Like, yeah, but like, yeah, but if you're getting thrown like
500 feet in the air,
500 feet in the air,
good luck.
You're just gonna what? You're just gonna tuck and dunk,
tuck and roll, man.
Tuck and roll?
Yeah.
Be fine?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
This is when Superman shows up, though, and he's like, oh, okay, cool. Well, Superman's here. And Superman's like, well, I'm just going to shove my fist into this thing.
That's what Superman does.
That's what he does.
And he punches. And, like, so he punches this guy, and all of a sudden Batman's like, no, Superman, don't do it.
It's actually, he punches him.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, did I jump ahead?
When does he actually, like, absorb Robin?
I think it maybe, like, Superman fights with him. I think it's, like, right around the here.
Okay, so, yeah, well, before he does, so before Robin gets absorbed here,
yeah.
Batman, or Superman punches this monster, and the monster's like, well, you know what? Fuck this. I've got flame that comes out of my squid arms.
That's right. This is kind of like, what book did we read the other day that had that guy who had, like, the dick that did all those things?
Oh, the Doom Patrol.
Yeah. It's like this, but it's with a guy's arm.
Yeah, he does. He has
much
like
more entertaining with the dick.
He has elemental squid arms. So he
starts like a flamethrower-ing what should be the circus, but apparently is a chemical factory.
They go from the circus to a chemical factory,
which is all right by this goddamn suburb.
Which is also those.
This is like L.A.
The chemical factory is also right next to a giant water main. That Superman decides to destroy, even saying, he's like, you know what?
Fuck it.
This is for the greater good. I'll fix it later. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
But he punches.
I think he says that a lot. He's probably like, I'll get it later. And he like does.
He's never fixed a damn thing in his life.
Also, I would just like to point out.
Taxpayers are paying for that.
That the way Gotham is built is a lot like the way Los Angeles is built. Yeah. Where it's just like, oh, there's oil fields next to this house. Sure. What the fuck? Why not? That's how LA is built. That's how Gotham's built.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Actually, maybe Gotham is L.A.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, maybe that's...
Maybe we've been wrong this whole time, and Bruce isn't going to Dunks. He's just, like, going to get, like, a green shake somewhere.
Green shake?
Yeah, like, you know, kale and shit all blended. He's stopping at Berry Blends.
Oh, no.
He's eating acai bowls.
No, he's going... He's
sushi.
He's going to Hamburger Habit. He's waiting.
That's a mistake. They don't have fucking mustard. I still don't understand. California hates mustard.
They love ranch, though.
They fucking love ranch. Don't you worry about that. But Micah, I'm like, I go into a Hamburger Habit, and all I want is mustard. They don't have mustard. They don't even have packets of mustard.
No.
Fucking they bullshit. Are
free of mustard.
Bullshit.
All right, so Superman, he punches a bunch of holes in this water main, which he does not fix.
Nope.
The whole time, this cop is still there, just watching this insane display of superhero, I guess you would call it, buffoonery.
Sure.
Because he's watching Batman and Robin get shot out of cannons, and then Superman shows up and he starts punching holes in this water main.
Uh-huh.
And this guy's like, hey, he's like a one-man fire department.
Sure.
And then, so anyway, Superman runs away, Superman flies away, and he's like, fuck this. Just laying waste to water, to Gotham's, to somebody's water supply.
Uh-huh.
And so this monster, this alien is out there just shrinking a bunch of things.
Yeah, so I guess his whole thing is he wants to shrink buildings and take them with him. And he will explain why later. We'll wait to get to
that.
Does
he shrink this bridge?
I think he wants the bridge, yeah.
Because he shrinks this bridge, and then he shrinks, I think, like a museum. And then he's flying away, and then we've got, like... Actually, I just noticed this. There's, like, these, like, fire flame soldiers here.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Gotham's got, like, a squad of flame troopers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, flame troopers.
Sure.
They're just like, we're trying to set him on fire, and he ain't gonna die. So I guess Batman and Superman gotta do it. So Batman and Superman catch back up, and they see the monster. They catch up just to be like, hey, we should do something. And they're like, oh, there he is. And Superman's doing a thing here. Did you see this panel where he's like flying, but he also looks like he's like running up a wall?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there.
It's very strange.
He looks like he's going to lay down on his side and go in a circle and go, woo, 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 woo. You like that?
This will stop him. Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah. It's exactly it.
Superman, he's a one-man Three Stooges. So this is when finally catches up to this dude, to this alien, and he's like, I'm going to fucking break his like fist off in his face. somehow he's because he's like up in the air and he punches this monster and he hears Robin yell so loud.
Yes, he's like, ow, my jaw.
Ow, my fucking jaw. And Batman, this is where
Batman, ow, my freaking ears. Avengers?
This is where Batman's like, hey! Hey!
Hey!
Stop
hey.
It!
Yeah, he immediately, because, you know, world's greatest detective, he's like, whenever you punch that guy, it's hurting Robin. And look, now he has, like, a mirror in his chest that's, like, reflecting Robin. So that, and because he's stolen his life force. Started
part of his life essence that somehow used his this space mirror to ingest his life essence into his body. And this is where, and Robin just basically is like, well, I'm just gonna take a nap.
Yeah.
And
this is like in Hocus Pocus when they kill children and like inhale their life essence so they can be young.
Exactly this.
Yeah.
Vic Garris read this and
he was like, fuck it, I'm making a movie about that. It's gonna be camp as fuck.
I'm gonna make lots of money on Halloween.
Yes, you are.
And he does.
And he does.
So this is where Superman is like, oh, fucking alien. I gotta take these two.
Superman's like, can't punch, can't do anything.
This is where he's like, I gotta take these two bozos to a doctor. They just find a doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know who this doctor is.
I don't know. Batman doesn't know who he is either. And they're like, what's wrong with Robin? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I think he's lost part of his will to live.
He's going
to
die in four hours.
Is that a fucking medical diagnosis?
The doctor just basically like looks at people.
It's like Dr. Nick's upstairs medical college where he's just like, oh, you look like a doctor. And he's like, yep, that's me. And just,
are you wearing glasses? You might be a doctor.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he's like, I don't know. I guess he gave up on life.
Also, the diagnosis is a Dr. Nick diagnosis. Because remember when Dr. Nick told Homer to rub stuff on paper and if it turned clear, it was his window to weight gain?
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, that's just as scientifically sound as this guy's.
So this is where Batman, after... the doctor's like, he's going to die in 4 hours. Batman's like, ah!
And I love this panel of Batman where he's just like, is our beautiful relationship over or whatever, he's beautiful life together or whatever he calls.
So he took Robin back to the Batcave.
And of course doesn't put him upstairs in his nice comfy bed. He just like lays him on a slab in a fucking cave.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, why don't you lay on this rock bed.
Yeah.
And
this piece of rock in this damp cave where there's bats everywhere.
And I'm going to sit at a desk and pound my fist and just sit there in agony.
Yeah.
While you just give up on life. And basically, yeah, he says, will this be the end of our wonderful life together? Will I never see Robin alive again?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe this was it.
This is the gayest book I've ever read. And it's great.
That's saying something.
And it's great.
There's
a lot of homoerotic subtext in Batman and Robin and Batman and Superman.
Pretty much the
kind of Batman and everybody. Like, oh yeah, it's all homoerotic.
So this is where Superman's trying to like, you know, figure shit out because this alien's just going around just shrinking random buildings, and this is where Superman puts together. He's like, all right, I gotta like trap this alien without hurting him because I'll just keep making Robin injured.
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to figure out what the fuck he's doing here. He's like, all right, so I made this cage of a super compressed material harder than diamonds.
Yes.
Can't burn because it's fireproof, and he can't repel it because it's not metallic. It should hold him.
Right.
And I'm going to throw it so fast at him that it's going to sink into the ground.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is he talking about? Like, what did figure out some new material?
Superman's always inventing shit. He does that a lot in these old books where he's just like, I made this thing, and you're like, all right.
It's like, yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Should you? It's kind of, yeah, so it's like
Superman's a scientist.
Yeah, Superman's a scientist.
Yep. He's a mad scientist.
He's like Mr.
He's like
Wizard.
Fucking Krieger in Archer. He's just got corpses and hands and shit.
Oh, you sleep. What was the fucking line?
I don't know.
That's something about like, oh, you keep your piss in jars.
Yeah, something like that. You keep your piss in jars too?
You shit in piss in jars too? Oh, that's Superman's definitely shitting and pissing in jars. That's
oh yeah.
The fortress ain't got no plumbing.
Yeah, and people are like, Superman, you can't do that. It'll kill so and so. And he's like, no.
they're just going to. There's a Justice League where they go and he's got the Black Mercy on him.
Oh yeah, it's a great one.
They just show up. And they're like. Just looking around, it's like he just got nothing but shit and piss in jars.
Shit and piss in jars. He's like cloning himself.
Yeah,
he's dating a digital construct.
Yes. Oh yeah. Superman's pretty.
He has a van with like wolves painted on it.
I kind of want to watch Archer again.
It's pretty funny.
It's a funny show.
It's enjoyable.
But yeah, so basically he throws this cage down on this monster.
It doesn't work.
And it doesn't work. Because the alien's like, fuck this. Like, I'll just use my air to shoot it off. And he's like, ah. Superman's like, ah. He's a scientist.
And then is this the part where we cut to Robin just like waking up?
Yes.
So I got really confused when Batman like solves this mystery, because to me it's the cage is what what breaks the hold. So anyway, we'll talk about when we get there, but it looks like the cage breaks this hold on this alien, and Robin sits up and he's like, what? And he's like, oh, it must have broken the hold. And he's like, oh no, sleepy. And he like falls back asleep.
Kind of like you, once then you wake up when you sleep, you're like,
He says I do that. I don't do that.
Sometimes you
do. I don't.
Sometimes you have.
I don't. So he says I always wake up, I'm always like,
because I'll move, I'll make a noise, and you'll be like, because you'll be like dead asleep and like sitting on the couch, and I'll move, and you'll be like, what?
I don't do that.
Sometimes you have.
I don't.
So basically,
schedule podcasts in your sleep.
I do.
Yeah, you're always like,
I need to wake up and be like, I need a book.
Yeah, because I'll like wake up and I'm here muttering, and he's like, like 3 o'clock. Yeah, 3 o'clock looks great. Like, you're scheduling.
I'm not denying it.
I don't do that, though. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, yeah, so Superman's like, all right, well, there's a connection here. And so he goes to find Superman, and he tracks this creature down. Superman tracks this creature down. He's like, oh, there he's in this cavern.
And Batman, like, is on his way to this cavern. Is this where we find out the creature's plan?
Yeah, so the creature's like, oh, you're here. Great.
He's like, great, you're here. So you don't have to wait anymore. Let me just let you know what I'm doing. So I bought an asteroid. Like, he says he bought an asteroid.
We bought an asteroid.
We bought an asteroid. So, and this is literally basically it. We bought an asteroid. I'm going to take all these little buildings. I'm going to put them on my asteroid and then make them big, and then people will come see them.
And I'm going to be rich.
It's an attraction.
To be rich.
That's literally what this guy is doing. So it's kind of like,
I'm building Disney World.
I don't know if it still exists, but when I was a kid, there's this place up in the mountains called Tiny Town. And Tiny Town is a whole little village. It's not very big, but it's a little village of small buildings. Mm. And the kids can go inside of. So don't you know that Tiny Town was the fucking best place for us to go when we were kids? We always wanted to go. My mom hated it, so we went once. I swear, that's how all my stories are. My mom hated it.
The end.
The end. We never did it again. Stayed home and did laundry. So all of my stories about my mother end. But that's basically what he's doing. He's making an alien tiny town on an asteroid.
He sure is.
Yes.
Because, I mean, how big is this asteroid?
Big enough to kill the dinosaurs?
Ooh, oh,
big.
So he's like, I got the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
Well, I got, maybe its
I
brother.
It. I found
maybe,
it.
Maybe his its brother, because that one's dead.
The asteroid's brother?
Yes, that asteroid is dead.
That's also another show's going to be on right after Beer Mare.
That asteroid is dead?
The asteroid's brother.
The asteroid's brother. Would watch.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick Stewart will star in it.
Yeah, oh, sweet. I'm there.
So Superman's like, alien's like, I got a bunch of cool shit, so like, I'm gonna leave. And Superman's like, hey, let go of Robin. He's like, nah, man.
No.
Because I could do this and you can't hit me because you'll kill this kid.
Yeah.
Superman, surprisingly, isn't just like, fuck it, and just starts pummeling him.
Yeah.
Because Superman
doesn't care.
He doesn't give a fuck.
And this is when Batman shows up.
He's caused so much tragedy by doing simply anything.
Yeah.
So this is where finally Batman shows up. So Batman's like, hey, man, he woke up. Robin woke up for some reason. They're trying to figure this out. And then somehow Robin's like, well, I got a hunch.
Yeah, he's like, okay, so I got this hunch.
Well, so Superman tells me, he's like, oh, look, well, he's like, well, what happened, like, when you threw that cage at him and he threw it off? He's like, well, there was, like, a truck that drove
An
by.
An empty truck drove by.
You don't see this truck at all.
You don't see this truck. It is not in the story. All you see is this cage, and this is why this is bullshit. And then Batman's like, oh my God, Superman, that's it. Batman has no proof of this, by the way, and he's willing to bet Robin's life on it, because why not? So
the life of a teenage boy, barely teenage boy,
yeah,
is in my hands.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
So
gasoline fumes.
Well, this is the thing. So he gets in his Batmobile, drives it in reverse towards the monster, and he's like, "All right,
Superman's like, you've got Looney Tail, Batman.
He's
what
like,
are you doing?
Just wait for as soon as you don't see Robin in his stomach anymore, beat the fuck out of it." He's like, "All right, that's what I do." And so Robin disappears, and he beats up this guy, and he's like, "Haha!" And he's like, "What did you?" Batman, what happened? He's like, "Well, when you mentioned there was a truck, I knew it had to be gasoline fumes." I'm like, "What are you even fucking talking about? There is no truck."
There was zero trucks?
There is no truck. I thought it was going to be like whatever the metal was that Superman had created, like that was kind of like kryptonite. That makes total sense.
This mystery compound that he made would have affected this monster.
Yeah.
You know,
and so Batman could have been like, "Quick, Superman, like tie this thing around him when you don't, you know, wrap it around him real quick. When Robin disappears, punch him." But instead, we have this weird thing where Batman has to like basically roll coal on this fucking alien.
Rolling coal.
That's what he's doing.
He's got a bat. He's got the bat.
F450. Yeah, the bat truck with his fucking lift kit.
Yeah, shit. He's just got a bunch of truck nuts on it.
Yeah, oh, like 8 truck nuts. And you're like, "Why 8? And he's like, "Don't ask." So, actually, that kind of makes me want to get truck
actually,
nuts.
Actually,
just have multiple. You, ask. You know what? Just have multiple pairs of truck nuts hanging from one car. And that's the only. And they would confuse the fuck out of people, and I love it.
We pass a car on the street around here.
Yep.
It's always parked, and it always has those, and it's
terrible.
It's weird. Yeah, so he basically rolls coal onto this alien, and
yeah.
Superman
punches it
to death or to oblivion, and so this part
mm-hmm.
this part is fucked up.
Mm.
Everything else before this wasn't fucked up.
Oh no, not at all.
This
None
part
of this is fucked up.
Gets fucked up.
Okay.
So Superman knocks this alien out. And he goes, so Superman's like, "Look, I like looked at his star maps, so I'm gonna like take him to his home planet."
Yeah, and I'm also gonna return all of these buildings too.
Yeah, I'm gonna return all these buildings because, you know, I'm a scientist, I know how to work this shit. And then, you know, so Batman's like, "Okay, I'm gonna go to the Batcave and stuff." And so later that evening, we're talking like a lunch break.
Yeah.
We're basically talking like the latter half of the school day.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the evening time, and Superman is back from space.
Yeah, from wherever the fuck this alien's from.
He takes space missions all the fucking time. And he is gone forever.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's like, "Oh my God, Superman's gone. Where's Superman? Oh my God, he's gone. He's just on the fucking moon or some shit. I don't even know where this fucking alien's from." And he's gone for 10 minutes.
Yeah. He's gone. He's gone for the length of a showing of Shawshank Redemption on TNT.
That's like 19 hours, though.
Oh, that's a long movie.
So here's my theory about this.
Well, they cut it down.
Could be like one Super Bowl.
Really? No,
yeah.
That's way long.
Is that too long? I would say WrestleMania, but that's too fucking long.
He's gone. He's gone for an episode of Raw.
Yeah, he's gone for one episode of Raw. So this to me just proves Superman can come back at any time. He just doesn't want to.
All of those
books where it's just like, "Oh my God, Superman's gone. What are we going to do? We can't even reach him in space." You could totally reach him. And he could be back in like 20 minutes. He just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So he's just going to like, I don't know, go sit on a Martian beach and drink Mai Tais because it's his vacation.
He's just constantly going back to his beach house. That's his Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be the Fortress of Solitude?
No, he's got to go somewhere more tropic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's got to go find that water on Mars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he's like, "All right, look, so I went to the alien planet and I returned like all these things and they put this alien guy in jail." I was like, "Hey, this is one of your dudes, and he did a bunch of shit."
Mm-hmm.
Which somehow these aliens, who he's probably never met, were probably like, you know, apparently were just like, "Oh yeah, that's cool."
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, "What the fuck?" Was like, "No, we know this."
Right.
He was doing this. He is the biggest entrepreneur
to...
He's the Mark Cuban of our planet. And now you just... You knocked him... You gave him permanent brain damage.
Uh-huh.
And now you want us to throw him in jail? It's like, no. But apparently they throw him in... They're like, so what we're going to do... So his sentence... This alien sentence on his home
death
planet... No.
By beheading. Well...
He actually... They just chop off, like, his little tip.
His fucking Wilford Brimley face.
Wilford Brimley jowls.
Yeah.
He said, death by diabetes. Alien diabetes.
Alien diabetes.
So, what they do... Did you catch this?
No.
Okay. So what they do, apparently, is they threw him in his own house...
Mm-hmm.
And then he used that gimmick that he's used to shrink things. They shrunk his house.
Oh, that's right. And now he's all small.
They shrunk his house, and he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail,
in
home arrest.
Basically, in that what's that fucking movie where Matt Damon gets small?
Downsized.
Yeah, he's in the movie Downsized.
Downsizing or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
That movie's dumb. I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah, I watched it.
When?
Probably when you were gone. It's dumb.
I did not see small Matt Damon movie.
You're not missing anything.
So basically, he Matt Damon's this guy into his house, and he's basically under house arrest for an entire life. And then this alien called alien. These aliens were like, "Hey, you know what? Keep the house."
Yeah.
And Superman's like, "You know what? I'm a sick motherfucker. I'm gonna give this to Robin."
Yeah.
And
here, Robin, have a house with a man stuck in it.
He's like,
how is that guy gonna get food?
Oh, he's just gonna
he's gonna starve to death.
They're just gonna starve this small alien in this house for the rest of his life. And Batman, it's just in this house is just gonna sit on Robin's shelf somewhere in his room, and Alfred's just gonna walk by and just dust it occasionally.
So
he's just gonna throw it in his closet. He's just gonna be like, I'm just gonna stick it over here. I don't want to look at this. And he throws this poor alien's house in his closet. I mean, granted, he was a criminal, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a pretty
harsh. That's pretty cruel.
It's a pretty cruel sentence to begin with, but then you're also giving this alien sadist in Superman.
Right.
This thing, just like, you know what? You take it.
Yeah.
Give the kid a trophy.
Yeah, have it.
And so Robin's response is, it's only fair he had part of me as a trophy all day.
Ew.
That's how we end.
Ew.
That's it. It ends. This is a very uncomfortable book.
Yeah.
Everybody here is terrible.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Every character that shows up is terrible. I also blame...
Batman makes up shit, and apparently it works.
Robin is fine with enslaving an alien from another country.
Yes.
Superman is just losing his goddamn mind everywhere.
Yeah.
He didn't fix that water main.
No. It's probably still open. They had to, like, call out a bunch of dudes. There's houses that have no water pressure.
Oh, they're nobody can take shit. Everybody's got, like, that weird hair. Like, they do an episode of Seinfeld.
I was going to say, was that Seinfeld episode where everybody has the weird hair? Yeah, because nobody has any water pressure. It's exactly... Yeah, so many people walking around looking like that. And their hair's all flat.
Everybody's hair is flat. And then there's going to be probably like a scene after this where Robin and Batman are driving down Gotham. It's like, why does everybody's hair look weird?
Yeah.
So basically everybody here's terrible. The cop is just like, hey, that's pretty cool. These guys are talented. I also blame the circus.
Oh, 100%.
For allowing, for having such, first of all, it's just a shitty circus setup.
Just a very confusing setup.
Very, not very good for the consumer.
No.
I don't know what's going on in that circus, but you're shooting your human cannons outside doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also just letting random jabronis like Robin and Batman just be like, hey, you mind if we borrow this? You know, mind if we just point it outside? Actually, they probably had to point it inside. Uh-huh. And Batman and Robin were like, no, point that outside. And they're like, but it's going to take us forever to get back inside. It's not that easy. And he's like, point it outside. Or I'm going to get that psycho alien, my psycho alien friend that's going to show up any minute to stomp your heads into gravy.
They're like, he'll do it.
And he'll do it. He told me he'll do it.
He'll do it.
He's coming in angry. He's coming in hot. Superman coming in hot.
Always.
You're always hot. I'm going to tell him you're all robots.
Coming in with that fist.
He's coming to punch some robot heads. I'm gonna make a bunch of robot masks from my belt.
Yeah.
And put your faces on them. put it on your heads, and you can be able to take them off, and the Superman's going to come in and punch your heads off, because if you don't turn these cannons around, both of these cannons, your two cannons, and point them to the city, so me and my boy, my young friend...
Yeah, my young friend here. That's not weird. My 10-year-old
friend, we're going to shoot that out to the city.
Right.
In hopes of catching an alien that you have not seen. That may or may not exist, as far as you know.
This sounds like a conversation one has while high.
Always, very much.
Yeah, maybe Batman's just always high. I mean, that actually kind of makes a lot of sense.
I would say he was probably high for most of, pretty much for the entirety of the
70s,
60s, and 70s, and until Neil Adams showed up and he was like, you know what, Batman's. He's drying. He's not smoking anymore.
Nope.
We're gonna have Speedy do that stuff.
Yeah.
We're giving Speedy all the drugs.
Give him all the drugs.
Batman's going cold turkey here.
Mm-hmm.
So, So basically, that's basically what happens in this book, in this stupid book that I absolutely love. And I will read every.
Of course.
We're quarantined. I might read all these things like right away.
Yeah, might as well.
I got so many books I have to read.
Me too.
I got so many comics. Mm-hmm. We have so many comics that are just sitting in the boxes that have not been read.
Yeah.
That we probably should read for the sake of you, the listeners.
Well, we have time now.
Yeah. I also got video games I got to play.
You do? I have so many books to read.
I've got movies. I've got work every day.
Uh huh.
You know, just about every day. So
yeah, me too.
So anyways, that's it for this week's episode of Worst Collection Ever. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. We're probably going to post another video of Sean checking out his action figure collection.
Yeah, I'm back.
So you'll want to check that out for sure.
I have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, I know he loves them.
I got stories.
So many stories.
Some people have asked me if I had, some people responded to that video. Somebody asked me if I had a
Scarlet Witch.
I do not.
No.
I should.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Well, here's the thing. There's not a lot. I don't think there's a lot of Scarlet Witch figures out there,
mm-hmm.
to be perfectly honest. I mean, I know they exist, but, you know, they're probably not really in my radar. I know that there is a Toy Biz one that they put out in the late 90s that comes with a bunch of weird gimmicks that I probably could actually find at, I think it's at Mile High.
Mm-hmm.
So if we finally get to get out of this fucking mess, which apparently is going to happen.
One day.
We'll see. Maybe I'll go buy that.
Yeah.
And I'll complete. Because I would, you know, maybe I want to do a Force Works for Avengers West Coast collection.
Okay.
I already have literally every Wonder Man, which that's going to be a video unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
You guys
mm-hmm.
get ready. Mm-hmm. You get ready for that. You get ready for my cable collection.
Oh my god, that cable might be two videos.
There's a lot of cables.
So many cables.
A lot of cables.
Yeah. So, but yeah, and you can also email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. Tell your friends. And that would be really cool. Give us 5 stars. And let's get the word out while we're all stuck at home. And first and mostly, be safe.
Yeah.
Be smart.
Yes. Listen to your local officials and practice social distancing. Stay home if you can. If you can. I mean, obviously, if you're an essential employee, you know, thank you for what you do. But if you can, stay home. You know.
Hey, let's try to figure this out the right way.
Yeah.
Let's just not be idiots. It really stinks.
Yeah. The virus doesn't give a fuck about the economy, guys.
Yeah, apparently
don't even fucking worry about that. The virus doesn't care. All it wants to do is find a host and replicate. So don't let it find a host.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Don't let it find its Drew Carey or its
yeah.
Or it's Ray Combs.
Exactly. Don't let it find a host. Don't let it get its Alex Trebek.
No. Yeah, stay away from Alex Trebek.
100%. But
he's not in a good space right now.
Yeah, just make sure you stop the virus from finding another host. That is the entire point of social distancing. And wash your damn hands.
So, wash your damn hands. Use hand sanitizer if you have it. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Let's get through as much of this as we can without just screwing it up for everybody else. All right, folks. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.